KFYO, it's 9 minutes after the hour with Tom and Laura. Lubbock's first news on Tuesday. Temp 66 degrees, and keep your fingers crossed, maybe we'll get a little bit of rain today. United Family Stores is doing it again. Of course, you know, they set the watermark pretty high for customer service.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But now they're sharing the love. They're going to be taking over the day-to-day operations and the logistics for stores in our neighbor to the west, New Mexico. Here from United Family Stores, Eddie Owens, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. So tell us what in the heck is going on to the west.
Well, very similar to what we did earlier this summer here in West Texas, we are assuming operational responsibility for four Albertson stores in eastern New Mexico, one each in Clovis, Hobbs, Roswell, and Carlsbad. And, you know, it's just a smart business move, in all honesty, Tom. because of the geography, these stores are currently being supplied from logistical perspective from Phoenix, Arizona. So needless to say, Lubbock is a lot closer than mm-hmm. Phoenix. And so we will provide product out of our distribution center here and be responsible for the day-to-day operations going forward, beginning sometime next month.
Nice. Okay, Laura, now, we've talked about this before, but you know, if you go over there and you get guacamole salad at this Amigos mm-hmm. on North University, you can't make guacamole salad that cheap.
Oh, no.
Most people can't make it that good either. But anyway, so we've got a ground-up Amigos that you guys are building. This is the first one that was not a repurposed building.
That is exactly right. Our first ground-up Amigos is scheduled to open next Wednesday, week from tomorrow, in Hereford. New market for us, new community, and we'll also have a new convenience store, United Express convenience store, on the property as well. So we're extremely excited about that.
Where is that actually going to be located? Because, you know, when you're going north on 27 to Amarillo, you know, you just see the green sign with the arrow says Hereford. I mean, is it going to be visible from the highway, or you got to go into town?
Oh, you know, you'll have to go into town. It's on what is called 25 Mile Drive, I believe. But that I believe it's Highway 380. It's the main street in Hereford. Great, great location. You really from here, you really go to Littlefield and go north to get to Hereford, rather than I-27. So that's the fastest route to go.
Oh, okay. Well, I always thought it was just off of 27, but, of course, I've never been into Hereford. But what do I know?
Yeah. No, it's not just right there on the highway.
Okay, now you have some other stores you're putting up, too, in other Express.
Yeah, we opened a new United Express convenience store at one of our Wichita Falls, our Jacksboro Highway store in Wichita Falls. And we broke ground a couple of Mondays ago. Excuse me. A couple of Mondays ago on a new United Supermarkets in Brownwood, another new community for us. So we've got lots of things happening right now.
Wow. You just continue to expand.
Yeah, it's a great time to be at United, Laura. There's no doubt about that. We're just lots and lots of good, exciting things going on.
You know, Laura, one of the reasons why United's so successful because they pour it back into the community. And one of the things that they are doing, you know, here on a timely basis is, you know, the school supply drive and all that.
Right.
Tell us about that and what's going on there. How's it turning out?
I believe the school today may very well be the last day of the school supply drive. And it's what we call Project SOS, and really a partnership primarily with Lubbock ISD. LISD started the program with us a few years ago after the food bank decided to get out of the school supply business. But the great news is all of our local school districts here in Lubbock County, LISD, Cooper, Friendship, Slayton, and Roosevelt all share in the proceeds from that
nice.
Effort. And folks can either buy the school supplies and drop them in the white barrels to any of our Lubbock County stores, which is all Lubbock plus Slayton, or they can make a donation during checkout and just add it to their bill.
That's pretty convenient. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But you can just put it on your bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we've got our annual Isles of Smiles campaign going right now as well, where folks purchase identified products in stores. A portion of those proceeds will go to MDA, and that will culminate on Labor Day weekend. And then immediately thereafter is our annual Jackie Pierce Charity Classic Golf Tournament, which will benefit the, I guess, 17 United Way organizations in our region. And last year we raised $250,000 with that golf tournament, and this year it looks like we'll top that. So we're excited about that.
Wow. Could we get United to adopt us?
Come on, Eddie.
I'm afraid you're going to have a hard time passing off as a nonprofit organization.
Oh, I can show you my checkbook.
Yeah, we're nonprofit, man. Hey, for anybody that doesn't know Jackie Pierce Memorial Deal, Jackie was a real integral part of United in the fresh produce. And,
that's correct.
And for a long, long, long time, he was a lifer.
Yeah, he was.
And a good man.
Absolutely. And we renamed the tournament in his honor. He actually started this golf tournament as really as a thank you to our produce partners, and it just grew from there. And last year was an all-time record, and it looks like this year will again be an all-time record. I believe this is our 24th annual. So be a quarter of a century old next year.
Nice. 25th anniversary. Hey, yep. Eddie Owens, United Family Stores. Congrats on everything you do. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
And congratulations on your new locations.
Yeah. Well, thanks. We're excited. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's 16 minutes after the hour.